Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in studio. One of the biggest-selling British artists of all time, Grammy-nominated singer and songwriter, Mr. Robbie Williams. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, that's me, that is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is. And we were just catching up right now. Congratulations on being a dad again, fourth time. Look at you go. Bo Benedict. That's a great name.
It's strong, right?
It is. Family name?
No, just made up. Sounds important.
Yeah.
Oh, I've just pressed this thing on the chair and I've gone down. I'll stay here now.
There you go.
I've got a Charlton Valentine. That's strong, right?
Another strong name, yes.
I've got a Theodora Rose.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I've got another one, another little baby. What's that one called? No, I'm joking. She is Colette Josephine.
That's awesome.
You've got three, right?
I've got three. So blessed. Now, was four the plan or just sort of?
None was the plan.
None was the plan.
None was the plan. Yeah, the 90s were heady days. And I was just like, nobody, I shouldn't, you know, if you had to pass an exam to be a parent, I wouldn't have passed.
Right. Most of us would fail either.
Yes, most of us would fail. So I'm glad that I found the wife that I found that restored my faith in humanity.
Nice.
And now we've got four, and it's such a blessing, and I love it. I'm loving being a daddy. That's incredible.
It complements everything else. Yeah. Good for you. And has your parenting style changed from the first two kids to your last two, do you think?
Yes. Like, I realize that nobody goes to therapy because their parents didn't change the diapers.
Right.
So I did a lot of diaper changing for the first two kids. Second two kids, no one's watching. I'm not getting props for this.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So I'm not doing that anymore.
I'm with you. I was like that since the first, but you're right.
Really? No. There was a lot of guilt. We call them nappies. There's a lot of guilt nappy changing for the first two. But whatever I do that they need to go to therapy for happens about when they're five or six.
Yeah.
So I'll sort of get involved with the other two when they're that old.
There you go. That's a plan. Well, congrats. I know you're returning to Sin City this month. Robbie Williams live in Vegas. You excited to be back? Resonance, I would seem as an artist, it seems so cool because as opposed to always having to be on the road, you're there. You get to be settled. If you want to have a family come visit, right?
I really like it. I really like it. Look, I don't drink. I don't do the things that I used to do, and I don't gamble. So Vegas is sort of a defunct place for me.
Sure.
It's the best place to work.
Right.
Because I'm in, as you say, I'm in one place every day, and there's lots of shiny lights and bells going off.
Mm-hmm.
So my ADD is catered for brilliantly. The audiences are incredible. And I have a lot of fun.
That's what's great about Vegas, too, is that the people come from all over, literally. And so it's kind of like you're on a tour, but they're coming to see you from all over, especially you going to see them. And then ironically, too, yeah, it's got all the bells and whistles, but it's actually a very popular family town, too. A lot of families there. A lot of people settle down there.
Yeah, my kids have a lot of fun there with the four of us now. There's a lot of entertainment for them if they wish to be entertained in their childlike ways. But I really, really dig it. And there's a lot of cachet these days about saying you have a residency in Vegas. It means something. It's currency.
Great acts. A lot of great acts. Where is the show at?
It's at the Wynn.
Oh, great.
Yeah, which is a great hotel. Beautiful. Great restaurants. I'm looked after really well. Love it there. Great spot.
Great places to eat.
This is what I'm amazed about, because Vegas is a landlocked place. Mm-hmm. But the food is the best food that I've ever eaten in my life.
Absolutely.
Why is it so good?
Well, they just get the top chefs from all over, and there's big money there, and those people want to have fine dining.
See, I'd just given up smoking, right? I'd given up smoking, and I just thought everything tastes amazing.
Right?
Maybe it's because my taste buds are alive now, but that's not the case. The food is just incredible.
Yeah, no, you can really appreciate
it. Did you ever go to Andrea's?
Of course.
It's gone now.
Is it gone with the eyes in the restaurant? Remember how they had the eyes right there? It's gone, huh?
Yeah.
What's in place now?
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing, but it's such a mistake because the food in there was absolutely incredible.
Good. But they always got some good spots right there. Yeah, not too bad.
How old are you now?
How old am I now? Yeah. I'm 46.
You've never been fat, have you?
Have I? When I was a baby, I was a fat baby. Other than that, I'm pretty hyper.
You've just remained in peak. Like, you're like an athlete. How have you done that? Have you just been lucky?
Thank you, Robbie. Thank you. I think stress apparently turns out to be a good diet.
Not so much for me.
No, I'm just pretty active. You know, I like jujitsu and boxing.
Have you jujitsued all your life?
I've wrestled and I've done some sort of combat. That's why I'm all scarred up. Tore my bicep, tore my Achilles, and
by rolling about with another man
sparring
on the floor.
I was boxing. I actually did that boxing.
Boxing's fun. Yeah, I'm boxing right now.
Oh, you're boxing right now? Where are you boxing at?
I'm boxing at my house.
Okay.
But I really, really dig that. So were you sorry to interview you.
That's okay.
Were you like an athlete at school?
I grew up playing sports, but mainly wrestling.
And then you got was Saved by the Bell your first gig?
No. I started when I was 10 years old. I was in a band.
Wow.
On TV called Kids Incorporated.
So here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. You seldom can point at anybody that was a child star and go, they got out all right. You seem to have got out all right.
Knock on wood so far. Thank you.
You're the unicorn of child stars.
Well, that's why I always root for other former child stars, because I know how tough it is with those transitions.
Yeah.
But, you know, mom and dad were pretty strict, and they're still together. I'm lucky for that.
That's another unicorn in this town.
Exactly. Yeah. So blessed with a good family. And, you know,
so you've ripped everything fighting people.
Yeah. Well, that's when you get older and everything starts to kind of fall apart on you. But ironically, it's what makes me feel young.
But I'm 46.
Okay. We're the same age.
And everything's broken on me.
Right.
Like, I got arthritis in my back. Yeah. My groin went, my knee went, everything's gone. If you are 38 right now and nothing has happened for you like that, believe me, it's in the post.
Yes, just wait.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
So I want to go check out your show. I love checking out the shows in Vegas. What am I going to see? Describe your show.
It's high octane, rock, pop, swing, jokes.
Fun. Like, real Vegas show.
Yeah, like Frank Sinatra with tattoos and low self-esteem.
That's right. He didn't lack for confidence. Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Come see low self-esteem in action, disguised as high self-esteem.
Right. And what do you like to do in between shows? How are you spending the free time?
I've got to put this. This is what happens when you don't drink or go out. I've got a pool table in my room.
Oh, okay.
And we have pool tournaments.
Nice.
And they go on until the sun comes out. And then I sleep, and then I wake up, and I do my gig. And that's what I do. But I'm golfing right now.
Okay.
Are you golfing?
I kind of go out there and hack around. Not really, to be honest.
You didn't get the bug?
No, I just don't have the time. The thing about golf is it's very time-consuming.
It's time-consuming.
I do have a golf tournament, though. And if you find yourself in the LA area in June, around, what is it, the 17th?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
It's a good time.
Where'd you do it at?
We do it at Lakeside.
Oh, I've been there.
It's a nice course.
Hey, they don't let women be members, right? Is that the thing?
I'm not familiar. I'm not sure about that.
It's possible. Huh.
Yeah.
We have women play in the tournament, so we don't discriminate.
Yeah. I was horrified and happy at the same time. It was the weirdest feeling. You can't do this. Is brilliant.
Yeah, right? Can't tell people what to do in a private club. So,
listen, June, if I'm about, I'll come.
Okay, great.
Okay.
I'm serious. It'll be fun. All right, you heard that, Nicholas.
All right, got it.
What's your social media handle? You active on social media?
I've got things. I'm Robbie Williams on loads of platforms. Williams. Yeah, at Robbie Williams.
Do you have a guy or do you do it?
I have a guy and I do it too.
Okay, it's a team effort.
Yeah, but I'm so behind the curve. I got rid of my phone in 2006.
Really?
And I've only just started having a phone. Like, nobody could contact me other than emails. So
I've never heard of that other than like Bill Murray. The person that got rid of his phone, remember?
Well, so I'm behind the curve. And like all of these Instagram things started happening. Of course, I'm competitive with absolutely everything. You start seeing the numbers these people do. And you're sort of like, oh, now it's too far gone for me now. I can't join in. But I'm joining in.
Good for you.
As a middle-aged person.
There you go.
And I enjoy it. I do like Instagram lives and I chat to random people.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. You get to chat with people.
I really like people, you know, like social media, what is it good for? Well, I've spoken to a lot of beautiful, wonderful people.
Right. You can connect with them and you can keep up with people that you yourself like and you want to follow, or your friends.
Yes.
You don't necessarily want to talk to.
How many followers have you got?
Oh, I don't know. I
yes,
think
you
on,
do.
On like 1.5 million or something on Instagram and
something like that.
Something like that. And the same as like on Twitter or something like that.
Okay, cool. Good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm doing good.
I don't have any sort of strategy or anything. I just kind of share pics of my family and like what's going on with me and little funny little memes and stuff. I fancy myself quite the comedian on there.
I kind of get really interested in it and then not interested at all.
There are no rules. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, this is amazing. I'm going to do this every day. And then the next Wednesday, I'm like, let's never do this again.
Right. Take a little sabbatical. That's fine. Speaking of which, I saw your wife posted a tasteful nude of you.
Yes. She caught me in my prime.
Nice.
That was the year of the rear of the year 1997 that you're looking at in 2020.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's aged well.
Yeah. My wife often looks for ways to embarrass me, so I can relate.
Yeah, I enjoy the embarrassment. It goes both ways, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if she's going to do that, then I'm going to do that also. Maybe not nakedness, because that wouldn't go down very well. But in other ways, I will get her back.
She has it coming. She has it coming. This is cool. You just put out a Christmas album, and boxer Tyson Fury, who I'm a huge fan of, is on one of the tracks. How did that come about? He's got a nice voice, huh?
He's got, as you would expect, a deep, gruffly voice.
Yeah.
And I saw him. I like boxing.
Yeah.
And,
I love that about the UK, too. They're very into it because I'm a big boxing
fan. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he won his fight and then he got up and sang to his wife.
Yes. To have the energy after a 9-round battle like that. And he sounded great.
Well, there's a madness to that, which I really enjoy too, because there's an eccentricity that I'm kind of like, you're great.
Yeah.
That's bonkers.
You can't not like that guy. I think you just want to root for him.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Me too. So I asked him, he said, yes. I had lots of people on. I had Rod Stewart and Brian Adams and a whole bunch of other people.
Oh, cool.
And Tyson Fury, that was the thing that traveled around the world.
That's funny. Who's a bigger star right now in the UK, Fury or Joshua?
Right now, this moment, this week, I would say Fury.
Fury, okay.
But, 4 months ago, I would say Joshua.
Yeah.
And that's just the transient nature of boxing.
Exactly, exactly. Looking forward to those two meeting. All right, Robbie, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay? Favorite Vegas game, assuming you gambled.
Oh, I'm a blackjack kind of guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Movie you've seen the most times?
Grease.
The original, nice. Celebrity crush growing up?
Linda Carter, Wonder Woman. That was the first one that made my tizzer go foo. I was
good
five.
Good taste, good taste. Who's your most famous friend?
Who's my most famous friend? Well, I can call Elton John.
Oh, wow. That's pretty famous.
Yeah.
What's your best sport?
Best sport was soccer.
Okay.
Yeah, formerly known as football. but my most favorite sport that I'm playing right now, and I'm playing it like it's my job, is golf.
Is golf, okay. It's great in Vegas, a lot of courses.
Yeah.
Who do you cast to play you in the Robbie Williams story?
Who do I cast to play me? Me. Yeah. I mean, you know, I've seen what they do with CGI these days. I could play a young me.
That's true.
If they pumped $3 million into the process.
Right? Keep all the fees to yourself.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you can see Robbie at the Wynn Las Vegas and Encore Theater. It's a beautiful theater. OnMario.com for all the tickets. Robbie, thanks for stopping by.
Absolute pleasure to meet you, mate.
On with Mario Lopez.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.